Thinking about the top of Daf and Dalet Amud Aleph brings down Rabbi Yossi's raya to his shita that he's going on Mishnah earlier in the Yom Beis. Rabbi Yossi says you could be shechiv gezal ruach from Matal Yam, and Chacham said that's not good enough because it becomes zevil and therefore you could end up being nana from it. So Rabbi Yossi brought a raya. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, but like Vanema v'schatasim asher asisim asa egel lakachti v'esav esav esh v'kayz esav chaneitav v'asher dak la'ofer v'asher chasavay la'nachal yom inahar. So you see that it's enough to be taichen it and turn it into offer. And they told him it's not a raya because over there he put in the mayim to be bedik them kesaitis. So, but the pasha says it's bringing a raya that from the fact that he turned it into an offer, we see that's into offer, and we see that's good enough. It's not a problem. We're not cheshish. You're going to be nana from it. I saw in the Sefer Derech Sicha from Michael Kanievsky, Parshas Ekev, he goes on this pasuk of where it says kais aisat chen heitev adashen dak laver va'asher chasafar lan nachal hayod menahar. He asks, where is it? Where do you find a nachal in the midbar? L'chol, you don't find a nachal, a river in the midbar. So what does it mean that there was a nachal over here in the midbar? And he answered that you find in the Rash and Peah, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, that the word nachal doesn't necessarily mean a river, but it can mean a bika. Sometimes a bika is also called a nachal, and that subshad over here was not a nachal kapshuta because they don't have a river with water in the midbar. But I thought that from Tisus over here, L'chol Yavar I not like this, because Tisus says it's on the bottom of Daphne Gimlan Beis. He learns a little bit of a different shot in Rabbi Yossi, and he says that shot in Yossi is that he says Rabbi Yossi was Maksha. He's really going from the Seif of the Pasuk, that it says a Seif of Ashach Afar L'Nachal Samach Amal L'Zakul Yam. It didn't throw it into the Yam. L'Nar V'Nar Eino Elik Mazar L'Ruach. The Taka was a Nar, but a Nar is a Din of Mazar L'Ruach. Shekein Derech Nahar Shem Isgar Shem Emeim Refesh V'Tit Al Gudasem V'Sham Oysa Zebel. So Zok Taisis, Avada was a nar and it did have water, but the way a naharis work is that the water is megarish the mud and the dirt towards the end of the nar, and that's where it becomes zevel. So at the end of the day, it's no different than being zay l'ruach does not have a din of being matal iyam, even though there was water over there. That's how he learns pshat in Rav Yossi's kasha. But l'chayis before from Taisis, the taka was water in the nar and this nachal, so it's a nachal kapshuta the taka had mayim. So l'chara, this is not like it says over in the Derech Sicha that it was not a real nachal, it was just a big of alma. It sounds like from Taisus that it did have water. So I wrote a letter to Michael Kanievsky and I asked him this kasha l'chara mivorvir that has water, and I was zeichet to get a letter back. He was maskim. He said yofa kasafta that and echanam it's right over here that this nachal had water. But then the question remains: how could you have a nachal with water in the midbar? So l'chara, you have to say like the other teretz that he says over there in the Derech Sicha that. You find in Chazal that every shevet had the nechalim and mayim that would go with them. It brings it from the Ebrais and the Melech Mishkan, so it could be that this the water in this nachal came from that water that Al Derech Nes went with Kol Shevet B'Shevet, and that would be the beer how you had water over here in the nachal.